Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Poffel, and joining us this week is Steve Skirla, the Director of Counseling and the Director of PEIMS Brenham of the Brenham ISD and a former principal at Brenham High School. And Steve, welcome to the program. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Ed. It's great to be here.
All right. And, of course, a lot of stuff going on. First of all, talk about the counseling department. What are some of the goals for the 2016-17 school year?
Well, Ed, this year we got together and we came up with three simple goals. But they might be simple, but they contain a lot. For example, the first one is to have a better understanding of House Bill 5 and how it affects the parents and how it affects the students. House Bill 5 basically was designed about 4 years ago by the legislature, and what their point was is not so much to focus on college, but also to focus on college and vocational. What they did, they came up with a new graduation plan, so they're called foundation plans, and each one of these plans had endorsements that go along with it. And we'll talk about that in a little bit more in a minute. And then the second was to systematically assist students to develop the skills they need to enhance their personal, social, educational, and career development. What this is, basically our counselors at all levels will go into the classroom and they'll communicate age-appropriate and grade-level-appropriate topics. For example, learning skills. Number two would be a bullying. Number three would be self-confidence development. The fourth would be decision-making, problem-solving, and then teamwork, and then career and goal settings. And then the last one that I wanted to create was an informative environment where parents can come and acquire and understand information related to their students' educational needs. In other words, what we want to do is start out by doing a survey to develop a baseline for whenever you go into the counselor's office. I want to make sure that you get the service. I want to make sure that you get the information that you're looking for. And if not, we want to make sure that we explain it to you in a way that you can understand, because so much of this, people in education understand the jargon, but whenever you talk to parents, a lot of times, if you don't hear this a lot, you don't understand what the jargon means. So that's what our three goals are for this school year.
All right, so let's kind of take a look at each goal, kind of break each one down and explain the goal. First, let's start with House Bill 5. You can break that down.
Okay. As I said a while ago, basically about 4 years ago, the legislature got together and they created new graduation plans. The previous one was distinguished, minimum, and exemplary. And then now we go to the foundation plan. There's a minimum plan. There's a foundation plan, and then there's a foundation plan with endorsements. What they tried to do, or what they're doing, is each one of these endorsements, which could be students could go under like a STEM track, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or they could go down business and industry, arts and humanity, public service, and a multidisciplinary. And what this does is give a student a chance to take career technology classes to find out if this is the career that they want to go into. I can say I've been in Brenham for 24 years, and our career and technology department has evolved now to where we have offerings in each one of these areas. And Cody Stelter does a great job in putting together these classes for these students, so that way during their 4 years in high school, they can take a class, maybe something dealing with medicine. They could take something dealing with agriculture, auto tech, even culinary. And that way they can find out, is this really what I want to do whenever I go into the work world? That's the first thing. And the second level is, what are we going to do? How do we implement this? Or what level is this implemented in? And it starts all the way in elementary school. So whenever parents, when you talk to your kids about careers, or even at the elementary levels when our counselors go in and talk about careers, it's what does this career entail? For example, everyone wants to be a doctor or a lawyer, but out there these days, if you're an auto mechanic or if you're an electrician or a plumber, you can make good money. And we want these kids to be aware of all the opportunities that they could possibly go into. The next step we put down there, how does it affect the parents? Well, the best thing that we can do as a parent is teach our kids work ethic. In the work world these days, employers, this is the biggest thing that you hear. Kids are not coming out with a work ethic. And you can't wait until you're 18 years old to create a work ethic. This has to begin when you're young. And one of the most important things is getting to class on time. As a principal, that was one of my biggest pet peeves, is not a lot, but many many students felt like it wasn't important to get to class, but this is a life lesson because whenever you come to work, your employer wants you to be to work on time, because if you're not on time, he can find somebody to replace you. So this is so important. So work ethic is the number one thing. And then how does this affect a student's graduation status? Well, for example, as I referred back to a while ago, so if they're going in business and industry, the classes they take in high school are related to that. So when they go to a four-year college, they already have their mind made up what they want to enter into. Because I can remember when I was in college is, you know, whenever you get to college, then you start trying to decide what you want to go into. Most of the times you probably take classes that don't even relate to your major. Then you change your major, and that throws you graduation for like 5 years instead of 4 years. So these are some of the things that are all involved in the House Bill 5.
All right, now, how about systematically assisting students to develop skills needed to enhance personal, social, educational, and career development? If you break that down.
Okay, what we've done this year, too, is we want to make it system. When I say systematically, we want to address it at all levels. For example, each 6 weeks, we have a topic. During the first 6 weeks, it's communication and learning skills. For example, you know, we want students to understand how do they learn best. Are they auditory? Do they learn, as I said, do they learn best by hearing? Are they visual? Do they see? Are they kinesthetic, which means, you know, the touching, hands-on type of things. Students, if they're aware of their learning style, this will help them learn. Many kids can just read a book and understand it, but many of us need to hear somebody explain it to us. So these are the things during the first 6 weeks that the counselors will go in. As I said, they'll do it at all levels. At all levels, they're touching on learning styles and how to communicate, how to get along. And then during the second 6 weeks, we're going to focus on bullying and kindness. Third 6 weeks, self-esteem. Fourth 6 weeks, decision-making and peer pressure. Fifth 6 weeks, teamwork. Sixth 6 weeks, career and goal setting. So, as I said, all grade levels are going to be focusing on these particular items, but it will be age and grade level appropriate.
All right. Now, you also talked about creating an informative environment. Parents can understand information related to their students' educational needs. Talk about that.
This is something new that I wanted to do this year, and basically we're going to start out by doing a parent, teacher, student survey to tell us how we're doing in the counseling department. And I know sometimes you don't want to hear the bad, but you have to develop a baseline to decide how and where you want to start from and where you want to go and how we can improve. So this is something that we're developing right now, and parents and students and teachers all will be asked to participate in this survey so that we can find out what we need to do to get better.
All right, now, if you could talk a little bit about the counselors at each of the campuses.
I wanted to mention each one of the counselors by name because it's very important. A lot of times these are individuals that, if they're not a classroom teacher, you don't know who they are, but they work very, very hard. To start out with, in Brenham Elementary as Melanie Conway. At Krause Elementary is Roseanne Miller. In Alton Elementary is Jody Kale. Brenham Middle School is Julie Haverkamp. At Brenham Junior High, we have Virginia Altman and Christina Johnson Snow. At the high school, have Lori Puckett, Fonchelle Watts, Robin Lasagna, Sharon Jones. And then our special education department has two counselors also that helps with their students, is Laura Kotowski and Shelly Gansky. And then new this year, we have a career technology counselor, Ms. Kelly Lowe. And I also wanted to mention that on October the 3rd, from 4:30 to 6:30 in the high school gym, is going to be college day. So we invite the parents and the students to come out and just look at the different colleges, technical schools, and military organizations that will be represented there.
All right. Now, let's move on to the PEIMS. First of all, what does that stand for?
Okay, that's PEIMS, Ed. And basically what PEIMS stands for is Public Education Informational Management System. And what this does is this is like TEA, which is Texas Education Agency, and they collect all the information and they disperse it out. They compare it to other schools. So PEIMS, as we call it, is basically just a collecting point of all information from all the school districts throughout the state of Texas.
And how does PEIMS affect the Renham ISD?
When we talk about PIMS and Brenham ISD, we have records that we have to collect, and I want to kind of compare this to like a funnel. On the top of the funnel, you have financial records, you have student records, you have employee records, discipline records, attendance records, course offering records, funding records, special needs student records, and accountability records. And all of these are entered into the system. And it's important that the data be entered correctly, because if it's not, then the state's not going to get a good view. And then what it does, that information comes to me, and I enter this, and what we do is we have like four submissions that we have to do per year, and each one of those submissions deals with different parts of records. We submit those in. When I go through this, when I submit it in, if it's not the correct record, it will send out what we call a fatal, and then we have to go back and we have to determine what the problem is, and we have to correct that particular problem. And then once it comes through that funnel, it goes to the TEA. And what they do in there is, as I said, they take this information and they compile it. And whenever they compile it into a record that's available to the public, and it's called the Texas Academic Performance Report. What they do, each school district is, they have academic reports, and not only academic reports, it has information as far as financial and program information. There's a long list, testing scores, attendance, dropouts, completion rates, dual credit, AP classes, college ready, CTE classes, SAT, ACT scores, student information, retention enrollment, class sizes, staff information. When I say staff information, it tells you how much, what's the average pay in Brenham, what's the average age, and ethnicity, it breaks that information down. Class size, it tells you what the average class size is in your district. And then it gives you staff information. As I said, staff pay, it talks about the age of the staff also. All of this is available on the Texas Education Agency website, and then you go in there and you'll pull up, and it's year by year. The most current one right now is 14-15, because it's basically a year behind, because the new one will come out in basic November, December is whenever the 15-16 school year, which was last year, and it will give you this report. And I encourage the public to go in and look at it, because it gives you a snapshot of what your district looks like. In addition to that, you can also pull up another district, any district in the state of Texas, and you can compare them to what we're doing here at Brenham ISD.
All right, where can the public find out that information?
As I said, you can go to the Texas Education Agency website, and at that website at the top, you can go across and you can look for Texas Academic Performance Report, which used to be the old AEIS, and it's just changed names now to Texas Academic Performance Report.
All right, and also, attendance clerks and registrars at each of the campuses. Who are these folks?
Yeah, the reason why I wanted to mention these, because these are the people that enter. The registrars are so important, because all of the student information that's entered into PIM goes directly through them. So as I said earlier, if there's an error, it throws an error to me, and then we have to go back to these ladies. We have to pull the students' records, and then we have to correct those. And sometimes this happens, but as I said, these ladies work very hard. Every time we have a new student come in, They have to enter their past history. They have to enter their like medical records and so forth. And this is a very, very important aspect. And then the attendance ladies, as you know, they're the ones that take care of the attendance. And we as a district get money from the state by ADA, average daily attendance. So these ladies are so important. And I know that when I was at the high school, the two ladies there, Kathy and Lois both, they would work late to make sure that everything balanced out as it should, make sure all the students were counted present that were supposed to be there. So I just want to give a shout out to each one of these ladies at campus. At Alton Elementary is Gail Seilhammer, who does attendance, and she is the registrar. At Brenham Middle School is Grace Helton, who also does both. Kathy Klusman is at Brenham High School. She's attendance clerk. Kelly Sykes is at Brenham Elementary School, and she does both. Lois Meyer is at the high school, and she is attendance clerk. Loretta Kapuscinski is at the high school, and she is our registrar there. Monica Coors is at Krause Elementary School, who does attendance and registrar both. And then Renee Cooper is at Brenham Junior High. She is the registrar there. Shelly Doogie is at Brenham Junior High, and she does attendance. And then Tavia Keeker, who is at the Pride Academy, who does the registrar and the attendance, both there. These ladies all work very hard. They're very meticulous, and they want to make sure that all the information is put in. And I wanted to also mention the ladies at the central office in the business department. These ladies also enter information which goes into that system, so that make sure that all of the financial information is correct in there and everything is being spent the way it's supposed to be spent.
All right. Anything else we need to touch on this morning?
No, Ed. I just want to say it's been a good first 6 weeks. This is the last week of the first 6 weeks. It's been a great 6 weeks, and I see a great year. I appreciate you having me here, though.
All right. Great to have you here. And one more last question. How have things changed now that you're no longer running around crazy in the hallways of the high school? How have things changed as far as, on that level for you?
Well, the biggest change for me, when I was at the high school, I've got one of these pedometers on my wrist, and I would walk normally about 4 miles a day. And now at central office, I can look down and I might get about half a mile. So it's important to go to the gym after there. But Mr. Chandler at the high school and his group are doing a great job, and I'm so happy for him. I want to just mention this past week, the homecoming activities and the creature bleachers in the crowd, the kids, the students were there. It seems like year after year, they're just growing, and that is so important, because I know to a football team, when you have that number of students behind you giving you the support, that is just truly awesome.
All right, and we need to pack them up and make sure they're in Waller tomorrow night for the game against the Bulldogs.
I bet they'll be there.
All right, Steve, great to have you here. Thanks for being with us on the BISD Roundtable.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
And our guest this morning has been Steve Skirla, and you've been listening to the BISD Roundtable. We'll see you again next week, right here on KWHI.